Morning, Ireland. Almost a quarter past eight. The country's first budget of more than 100 billion euro has been criticised as lacking credibility, adding to pressures and repeating the mistakes of the past. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, set up at the insistence of the Troika when Ireland was bailed out to try and make sure the country didn't crash again, has reacted to the government's latest budget before a general election, saying that Ireland needs a more serious vision that delivers on the economy's needs without repeating the boom to bust pattern of its past. Seamus Coffey is with us. He's chairperson of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Seamus Coffey, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
A budget that lacks credibility, you say. Why?
Well, if we look at what's happened over recent years, this government has introduced a number of budgets, and sort of on introduction, on announcement, the budgets can look pretty reasonable. They can look in line with sort of the government's own intention to keep growth and spending to 5% a year. But then as we go through the years these budgets are supposed to apply to, we see that the government significantly deviates from the plans that are set down. And in fact, if we look at what happened this week with the budget on Tuesday, you could actually say we had two budgets. Yes, we had a budget for 2025, which looks reasonable with the government setting out its plans for next year. We actually had as many announcements for 2024, a budget which we were supposed to have happened 12 months ago. And as we've gone through 2024, we've seen government spending increase pretty dramatically for two key reasons. One is that maybe the numbers set out last year didn't have that credibility and there was likely to be overruns, and we have seen significant overruns in health already, up over 1.5 billion, and possibly likely to be larger before the end of the year. And of course we had close to 2 billion of new spending measures introduced for 2024. So while yes, we had a budget last year, it lacks credibility. If we look back and see just what's happened in the last 12 months. So if you just look at spending, just to show the scale of the differences and just compare two numbers from the budgets of the last 2 years. Last year, the government said that a measure of spending that incorporates a lot of what the government does, gross voted current spending, would be just over 83 billion. If you look for that same number for the same year in this week's budget, that number for 2024 is just over 88 billion. That's 5 billion higher than was set out last year.
You've also been critical of the benefits, the energy credits, for example, once called one-off measures, but that have now been repeated for the third year in a row. Why?
Well, there's no doubt the government should respond to what we've seen in the inflationary environment, and we should have a response. But I suppose the issue is the nature of it. One, you said these things are called one-off, but now they've happened for 3 years in a row. And when introduced, and particularly when introduced for low-income families, should be repeated again next year. So we should be considering these to be permanent, not these one-off measures. And two, many of them are universal. They're untargeted, such as the energy credit. And if we just look at the energy credit, the €250 energy credit, which the government announced, we're close to just over 2 million households. Announcing a €250 energy credit for that number of households is spending €500 million. And that's spending a lot of money in a very short period of time and a very short sentence when it comes to the budget. And these things spread across. You have child benefit, you have the reduction in the VAT on electricity. These apply to all households. So yes, absolutely, the government should be responding to the increased inflation we've seen recently. But it should be doing sort of on a more permanent basis, particularly for low-income households. So with all the payments that have been announced this year, the double child benefit, the fuel allowance lump sum payment, the double social welfare payments, the energy credit, etc. Like, low-income households will gain from those next year. But are we going to turn around, or will gain from those this year, but are we going to turn around next year and remove those? Absolutely, we should not. They should be built in again, but they're not in the figures. So again, from a credibility perspective, it's likely that we will see announcements next year to fill the hole that these one-off measures, if they're withdrawn, would make. So they will be paid again.
There's an election coming up. We don't know how soon. The government are running a very large surplus, and that's even before the Apple money. Did you really expect more restraint?
Well, there's no doubt that in Ireland we have issues with the political and economic cycle not going hand in hand, and you have to take into consideration that these decisions are made in a political environment, and maybe some of that lack of a medium and long term view can be explained by the fact that we are so close to a general election. But if you look at the sort of the position the government's in, and you say that they're running a surplus, if you look at the minister's speech itself, the minister did show that and did say that if the sort of exceptional level of corporation tax was just taken out of the figures, we'd actually be running running an underlying deficit. And for the Fiscal Council, we'd go one step further. We do recognise that the economy is in a very strong position. We are at record levels of employment. Unemployment is very low. In overall terms, the economy is performing very well. If you were to take the classic approach of running counter-cyclical policy, well, you should be running a surplus in those instances. But actually, given the government's own figures, given what was in the minister's own speech, if we just take out this excess level of corporation tax, there's a pretty significant deficit there of 6 billion on the basis of the government's own figures. And if you then account for the exceptional economic performance and return to more normal levels of unemployment and maybe more normal levels of employment, you could have a surplus of in and around 10 billion. And that's just based on the government's own figures. So yes, at a headline level, things look pretty strong. And yes, there is huge money running in, and a lot of this is sort of a good problem to have. But when it comes to using it, when it comes to the impact on the economy, in underlying terms, we're actually running a pretty large deficit.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin, speaking on this programme yesterday, rejected criticism from your council, saying, are you seriously saying that the Future Ireland Fund is not a serious effort for the future? What's your response to that?
Well, I suppose, again, if you look at the department and the government's own figures and like where these sort of excess funds are coming from, the contributions to those funds this year will be around 4 billion. The estimated sort of excess or exceptional corporation tax receipts the government will collect this year is 15 billion. So of 15 billion, 4 billion this year has been set aside. And for next year, yes, 6 billion will be set aside, just over 6 billion. But again, the excess corporation tax receipts are far larger than that. So there's no doubt that the council welcomes the fact that the government has introduced these funds, but just the scale is perhaps lacking in terms of just the amount of money that's being collected. And like, if we look, take this corporation tax that's flowing in, it is very odd in the form of tax that it's not coming from the domestic economy. The bulk of it is paid by multinationals. The bulk of it is paid by multinationals who are here to service international markets. And if the government takes this corporation tax money from in the main US multinationals and pumps it into the economy, it's stimulating demand. There is absolutely no case for fiscal stimulus in the Irish economy now. We are operating at close to capacity. The economy is in a very good position. If the government pumps even more money into an economy in that position, you're just going to end up driving up domestic inflationary pressures. We've seen problems in the past where we have stimulatory budgets, and this is a pro-cyclical budget with the government adding to demand and an economy that's performing pretty well. So I think we should take that more serious view of what's going on.
Seamus Coffey, Chairperson of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, thank you. 21 minutes past 8.